for example, PLP user and QT, this date is 10/18/2025, dictation is for Mr. Chad Dorsett. Dorsett spells D-O-R-S-E-T-T, Chad spells C-H-A-D, and date of birth is 07/16/1992. This is a 33-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Dorsett has a history of opioid use disorder and severe hypercholesterolemia. He's there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. He states since his last visit he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says he has no complaints. For your next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes. For your next paragraph, review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative. For your next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% of humor, blood pressure is 148/89, pulse is 85, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, PNS paragraph, HENT normal, S paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, PNS paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, PNS paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Extremity, correction, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves due to as normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and effect and normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2 is hypercholesterolemia. Open parenthesis, extremely poor control patient. At first, diagnosis. His triglycerides was 2600. He started medication, fenofibrate, and lifestyle changes. And the study, his cholesterol went down to 300s. And subsequent tests revealed that his cholesterol was trending back upwards at 400, and today it is 1111. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about compliance with the medication, compliance with lifestyle changes. He indicated that after he received the good news of his cholesterol in the 300s, he started back eating the stuff he was originally eating, period. And he said he stopped the fruits and vegetables and stopped exercising. Patient was advised to continue medication to return to lifestyle changes. Next paragraph. opioid use disorder, medication refill. Period. Next paragraph, patient's medication were refilled as follows: Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film. You take one film SLBID for 30 days, number 660. Next paragraph, PMP was aware was reviewed. Data from PMP where it doesn't support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done and revealed a positive buprenorphine, which he takes as part of this program. However, all other unauthorized substances were negative. Period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.